Today is July 29th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover the Kimi K3 open-weight model closing in on Claude Opus 4.5 and GPT 5.6, Sol on benchmark scores, DeepSeek's V4 Pro, undercutting Claude Opus 5 by roughly 29 times on output pricing, and why that arbitrage is sitting on top of both a credit stress signal in NVIDIA's financing arrangements and an active sanctions investigation tied to Moonshot AI. Here's the number that should be on your board's radar this week. DeepSeek priced its V4 Pro model at $0.435 per million input tokens and $0.87 per million output tokens. Claude Opus 5, by comparison, runs $5 and $25 on those same two metrics. That's not a modest discount. That's a 29 times gap on output cost. And it's happening at the exact moment open-weight models are catching up on raw capability. Per Moonshot AI's own model card, Kimi K3 scored 88.3% on Terminal Bench 2.1, statistically even with Claude Opus 4.5 at 88% and trailing GPT 5.6 Sol's 88.8% by less than a full point. If you're running any meaningful inference spend, that's the kind of chart that gets forwarded to a CFO with the subject line, "Why are we still paying premium prices?" But here's where the picture gets more complicated, and where the strategic play for your board actually lives. Benchmark parity on a single-turn test does not mean interchangeable reliability on the kind of sustained, multi-step agentic work most of you are actually deploying. On SWE Marathon, a benchmark built specifically to stress long-horizon software tasks, Kimi K3 scored 42 against Claude Opus 4.8's 40, essentially a wash. But GLM 5.2 posted just 13 against that same Claude Opus 4.8's 26, a gap the underlying data describes as double. Moonshot's own model card reportedly concedes a noticeable gap in overall user experience versus the two closed frontier models it's nearly matching on paper. The takeaway for anyone provisioning inference: don't route production agent workloads off a leaderboard score. Replicate SWE Marathon-style long-horizon testing under your own tool use and retry conditions before you move a pipeline to the cheaper model. Now layer in the regulatory exposure, because this is where cost savings can turn into liability overnight. White House OSTP head Michael Kratsios has alleged that Moonshot ran a covert, large-scale distillation operation against U.S. models. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has floated Commerce Department Entity List designation, the same mechanism that's been applied to Huawei since 2019. Anthropic separately says it identified more than 3.4 million interactions with Claude models traced back to Moonshot through hundreds of fraudulent accounts, concentrated specifically on extracting reasoning, coding, tool use, and computer operation capability. If your team is piloting Kimi K3 or a similar model for the cost arbitrage, the strategic play for your board is to build a vendor abstraction layer now, not after an entity list designation forces an emergency migration. Notably, the Secure Open AI Alliance, NVIDIA, Microsoft, IBM, Hugging Face, and SpaceX AI has already had to fall back on GLM 5.2, deployed locally, to work through more than 17,000 operations when closed model guardrails blocked their own forensic remediation. That's a live example of exactly the contingency you should be planning for. Zoom out, and there's a structural pattern worth naming. Georgetown CET's Kyle Miller and legal scholar Chinmayi Chamarma describe this as a portfolio strategy across the industry. Labs keep their flagship model closed while releasing progressively capable open weights beneath it, OpenAI's GPT-OS and Google's Gemma being the clearest examples. That protects premium pricing while still capturing developer mindshare. Claude Code alone was reportedly running above $2.5 billion annualized as of February. For your own architecture, that argues for treating open weight and closed flagship as genuinely separate tiers in your routing logic, not a single vendor decision. High failure tolerance, batchable work goes to the cheap open weight tier. Anything with long task horizons or heavy tool chaining stays on the premium closed model. That boundary, failure tolerance, task horizon, tool chaining depth, is the minimum decision framework the SWE Marathon Gap is telling you that you need before mixing open and closed models in one pipeline. On the infrastructure side, the financing underneath your compute supply chain just sent a warning signal. Per Darius D on 42 Macro's July 28th Macro Minute, NVIDIA's 5-year credit default swaps jumped as much as 14 basis points in a single day. The largest one-day move on record per ICE Data Services, landing at 82 basis points annually. The same reporting flags NVIDIA negotiating up to $250 billion in guarantees for OpenAI's compute leases and $350 billion in financing for OpenAI's chip purchases on the same data center project. That circularity belongs on whoever owns your vendor risk register. The mitigation Darius D lays out is concrete. Cap any single vendor at 30 to 40% of your AI infrastructure spend and get price lock or index-linked clauses signed before Q4 renewals. Meta and Microsoft reported CapEx guidance on July 29th, and Amazon follows on July 30th, both worth watching as checkpoints for your own procurement timing. On the tooling front, a few things worth flagging quickly. OpenAI is sunsetting the standalone Atlas browser on August 9, 2026, folding browsing into ChatGPT and Codex through two separate agents. The new cloud browser explicitly refuses passwords and autofill and hands control back at any login wall, meaning if your workflow needs authenticated actions, you're still on RPA or connected app integrations for now. More importantly, treat every browser or code execution agent as an untrusted input surface. ChatGPT's own documentation warns that page content can carry hidden instructions trying to manipulate the agent, so an allow list policy before granting broad access isn't optional hygiene, it's a requirement. Separately, the ACE multi-agent orchestration project's own developer admitted shipping unreviewed changes and traced a recurring production bug to a dependency silently injected by a third-party coding tool. Add a pre-merge gate for any AI-assisted commit, that's a documented failure mode, not a hypothetical one. On the platform side, Google shipped 5 new capabilities in a single week: Gemini 3.6 Flash, Gemini Flashlight, a restricted-access Gemini Flash Cyber, a rebranded Notebook LM now called Gemini Notebook and free to all web users, and an action-taking agent called Gemini Spark. None of these carry independent benchmarks yet, so treat them as a watch list, not a procurement decision. And one more worth a mention. A Noster Protocol agent platform called Buzz lets you swap the underlying model, Claude Code, Codex, Goose, without losing chat history or context, which directly addresses the real cost of reestablishing context every time a new frontier model ships. Its architecture is self-hostable, which inverts the usual SaaS lock-in problem, but there's no published compliance framework for that storage model yet, so it's not ready for regulated data. Here's the risk and opportunity pairing to carry out of this briefing. The opportunity is real. Open weight models are within a point of frontier performance on headline benchmarks, and the pricing gap is wide enough to materially change your inference economics this quarter. The risk sitting directly underneath that opportunity is twofold: a documented reliability gap on sustained agentic work that headline benchmarks don't capture, and an active sanctions investigation that could force an emergency vendor migration with no warning. The strategic play for your board is to capture the cost savings where failure tolerance is high, keep the premium model where task horizons are long, and build the vendor abstraction layer before regulation forces the issue rather than after. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.